We're holding now in Aseres Yemei Tshuva the special days which Chazal tell us are days are more masugal for us to get close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and to do Tshuva. The Shabbos in Aseres Yemei Tshuva has a special name, Shabbos Tshuva. The name is based on the haftari that we read, Tshuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. The Chazal will masakin to read on the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Now, we have to understand what is the significance and the chashivas of this Shabbos. Is it just another day in Aseres Yemei Tshuva? It happens to be this Sunday, this Monday, this Tuesday. There's also Shabbos, which is in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Seems like there's more of a chashivas. There's a difference. There's a maila about Shabbos. Ad kedei kach that it says in the Poskim that we're supposed to give drashas. People are supposed to Doirish binyanim of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, especially on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham brings down from the Maril that they were noyig to give drasha dafka on Shabbos of Shabbos Tshuva and Shabbos HaGadol. So what is this inyan, this special inyan of Shabbos Tshuva that has a maila over the other days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Firstly, we have over here the Yaras Dvash brings down in his first drush, B'shem, the Kadmoinu and Mekubalim, that the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, that means between after Hashanah, and not including Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, the 7 days, is Yom Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi'i, Chamishi, Shishi, and Shabbos of the week. Every single one of those days is connected, all the Yom Rishon, all the Sundays of the year, all the Mondays of the year, all the Yom Shabbos of the year. In order for us, that day itself, the Yom Rishon of the whole year, that we didn't do what we're supposed to be doing on Yom Rishon, we could actually fix by being masakin our maisim in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's the opportunity of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. If that's the case, we know Shabbos has a higher chashivas than all the other days of the week. Chazal tell us that a maisa that a person does on Shabbos could be worth even 1,000 times more. The Ben Ish Chai brings it down from the Kubalim. Other Sfarim bring it down. Limud HaTorah, 1 minute of Limud HaTorah on Shabbos is worth like maybe 1,000 minutes during the week. The maisim that a person does on Shabbos, everything that he does has more of a chashivas. So too, the tshuva that a person does on Shabbos, besides the fact that he has to fix all the Shabbosas that he didn't act properly, which have much more halachas than during the week, which have halachas that are more chamor, we have to be careful about. But it's also the chashivas of the day of Shabbos that the tshuva of Shabbos is also on a higher level. The tshuva of Shabbos could also be times 1,000. But understand a little more of the tshuva of Shabbos, the tshuva of Shabbos tshuva. The Teferet Shleimer brings down the Gevaldige Zach. Adam HaRishon was created on Yom Shishi of Brias Olam. That is the day of Rosh Hashanah. After the creation, it says in 6 hours, he was that same day he was Choyt and Eitz Hadas. And then, that same day, he started doing tshuva, and at the 12th hour, which is the hour that Shabbos comes in, Yotza B'dimus, is Yotza B'din. So what's really happening, says the Teferet Shleimer, that the first Shabbos of the creation was Shabbos of tshuva. The first time someone actually did tshuva was on Shabbos. The first time a person has the ability, when it started, we do everything, b'koyach of Adam, everything starts b'sherish. His maisim is mashpia on us, the chet of Adam Rishon is mashpia on us, and the tshuva of Adam Rishon is mashpia on us. The fact that the tshuva started on Shabbos, that gives already an understanding what's so special about the first Shabbos of the year after Hashanah that's mesugal for tshuva. Because the sherish of tshuva started off, says the Teferet Shleimer, was on the Shabbos Rishon after Brias Olam, and that's the Shabbos Shuvah that we have. If we look in Chazal, there are two Chazals that are mashma, also the connection between Shabbos of Adam HaRishon and Shuvah. Chazal tell us, in Medrash Rabbah and Breishis, Adam HaRishon met his son Cain after he did Aveira, and he killed his brother Hevel. He said, Omar Eloi, Adam told Cain, Ma nase bedincha, what's happening with your din? Amar loy, so Cain told him, Asisi tshuva, I did tshuva spasharti, and I made up. with the Rebbeinu Shem Kav Yachal. I was Masakin. I made up with the Rebbeinu Shem after doing tshuva. Hischel Adam Rishon Metapech Al Panav Oimer. He started banging. He started banging and saying, "Kachi koicha shel tshuva." This is the koich of tshuva. Vani lo yisodei. I didn't know how great tshuva is. Miyad Omad Adam Rishon stood up and said, "Mizmar Shir Liyoyim Hashabbos." This is the mizmer that Adam Rishon said. We have it in Tillim, but this is the mizmer that Adam Rishon said. When did he say it? When he heard about tshuva. So the understanding over here is that the mizmer Shir Liyoyim Hashabbos is something directly connected with tshuva. More, a little more of understanding. The other Medrash says in Pirkei Derbelazer and Perek Yotes, "Bischus Yoyim Hashabbos Nitzal Adam Medina Shel Gehenam." Ra Adam, Adam Rishon saw the koyach of Shabbos. He said, "Loi lechinam." It's not for nothing that Hashem benched Shabbos, the day of Shabbos. The Kiddush is Yom Shabbos. He made it more Kaddosh. Hischil, after he was Mizbeinen and saw the greatness of the day of Shabbos, says Chazal, Hischil, Mishayrer Mizamer Yom Shabbos. He started singing the song of Shabbos, which means he started praising the Rebbeinu Shem on the Bria. Like we say, Mizmor Shir Liyoyim Hashabbos, Liyoyim Shekulei Shabbos Menuchel Chai Olamim. That means the Ruchnius that there is in Shabbos, the spirituality that there is in Shabbos. And then he says the words Toiv Lahoidos Lashem. What does it mean Lahoidos Hashem? We don't understand where the Tshuva comes in on Shabbos. Says the Medrash that Hoidoy Lashon Avidui, that it was Misvada on the Averis that he did on Shabbos. That was Miyuchid, something, the specialty of Shabbos that has the ability to bring a person to closeness and to vidui. Then he said the words Toiv Lahoidos Lashem. So we see from these medrashim, these two medrashim, the Medrash Rabbah and the Pirkei Derbelazer, how Hashem gave a special day of closeness and ability for a person to be makir himself and to understand his connection with himself and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam ad kedei kach, when he's makir. More is makir, where he stands, where the Rebbeinu Shem is. Right away, he's mezamer to Rebbeinu Shem on all the moida, on all the bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's also misvada on his chatoim. And then it says, like it says, Nitzo medina shegehenem haidei Shabbos. So Shabbos Shuva is a very, very special time. It's the first Shabbos. But it's also Shabbos is a special time for connecting. It's a more ruchniistic day. And we see the ability for a person to be zoicha, to be go up in a level of his darga that he could bring him to tshuva. A drop more in depth. There's a little more of understanding in the Sfas Emes that says that the tshuva of during the week of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is a tshuva on the maisim that we do. And the tshuva that we do on Shabbos Kodesh is on our neshama. We know that the day of Shabbos is like the weekdays is like the guf, for Shabbos is like the neshama of the week. The spirituality, the ruchnius, it's a day of ruchnius. We could ask for ruchnius, we connect with ruchnius, we are all connected in a ruchniistic manner that we don't have, we have a neshama yesera. It says in the Shita Mekubetzes in Beitza, that the reason why Rabban Shem gave us in Shami Seir is to be masig maisi Hashem and to understand the drachim of Hashem and to get close to Rabban Shel Olam. That's what Neshama of Yisair is given for. That's what we have on Shabbos. So we have the ability, he says, on Shabbos Shuva is a higher level of tshuva. During the week we do tshuva on our maisim that we do and the tshuva that we do on our dibur, which is the ruach, and our machshavis and our neshama, which are things that we Chas of Shalom will poigim in our neshama. We have the ability to clean up on Shabbos, which we don't have during the week, which that's a much, much higher level of tshuva that a person has the ability to do. So what we see from all this is Shabbos Shuva is not another day in the Seir Simei Tshuva. Shabbos Shuva is a higher level of tshuva, something we can't attain. The first tshuva started off on Shabbos by Adam HaRishon. It's a zman miyuchid for ruchnius. It's a zman miyuchid for connecting, for realizing, for lahoidos lashem, which means over here also lashon avidui, to realize where we stand. We could be mesakin things that we can't be misakin during the week, we should try to utilize, connect ourselves in this special time of Aser Yisimei Tshuva, in this special time of Shabbos Tshuva, to connect to the ruchnius that we have. Every person has the ability to be more ruchnius on Shabbos, whatever it was during the week, but on Shabbos he has the ability, especially in Aser Yisimei Tshuva, where it says that the Rabban Shem's karav to us, every yachid has a koyach like a rabbim. We should be zoicha, Be'ez Hashem, to Gemar Chasimei Toiva, us and our families and the whole Klal Yisrael.